The International Pharma Talks podcast is powered by ELS Solutions Group. If you would like to engage directly with ELS Solutions and receive advisory from regulatory, distribution, or pipeline and international business, please visit elssolutions.com.br/en.
Welcome to the International Pharma Talks podcast. I'm your host, Diogo Souza Martins. And in this podcast, we will dive deep into the world of healthcare international business, where you will learn strategies and action plans to help you navigate through your internationalization program and achieve the best results. Welcome to today's episode of our podcast. I'm your host, Diogo Souza Martins, and today we'll be diving into the challenges of the medical device regulation in Europe. Specialists have identified a few key challenges and obstacles companies may face in the European medical device market. So as a future investor, it's crucial to understand the nuances of this regulatory framework, as it significantly impacts manufacturers and their ability to bring new essential products to the public. In the face of adversity, it's easy to retreat, to downsize, or to play it safe. But history has shown us time and again that those who dare to take risks, those who dare to innovate, are the ones who leave a lasting impact. So what exactly is the medical device regulation and why is it important? So let's start by exploring the background. Surgical techniques and medical devices seem to have emerged significantly since 1990, having a fundamental role in saving lives by providing innovative healthcare solutions for the diagnosis, prevention, monitoring, prognosis, and treatment of diseases around the world. Medical devices have been following the advances in technological fields and expansion of the scientific knowledge, extending from simple devices such as the first aid kit that most people have at their homes to more complex devices such as implantable device or new medical software used in healthcare services. As a sector experiencing continuous and rapid development, ensuring a sustainable set of regulations that guarantee safety and quality, but also encourages innovation, may pose certain challenges. It's not just a legal obligation, but a critical factor in maintaining the industry's integrity and credibility, given its impact on society. So let's embrace this challenge. The Medical Device Regulation, or MDR, came into effect on May 26, 2021, replacing the previous regulatory framework known as Medical Device Directive, or MDD, which in turn was established in 1993 and outlined fundamental requirements to ensure the standard in safety and effectiveness of medical devices within Europe. The European Medicines Agency, also known as EMA, had worked closely with the European Commission, the national competent authorities, the notified bodies, as well as with investors from the medical device industries to guarantee the smooth transition to the new regulatory framework, and MDR is expected to fully come into force on May 27, 2024, after almost 4-year transition period. Yet, the shift from the previous MDD to the MDR has created a backlog of applications, since overall capacity of notified bodies is still not sufficient to safeguard the conformity assessment of the large number of requests in such a short period of time. Moreover, the available information regarding the MDR still do not properly fit the needs of applicants due to the new needs and terminologies, and there appears to be a significant gap in the quality of information provided across EU member states, which can lead to confusion and misinterpretation. This disruption of information can potentially result in a non-compliance with regulations. That is why consultant specialists with their in-depth knowledge of the harmonized standards of the MDR can provide specific guidance, ensuring regulatory compliance and delivering precise information, thereby turning obstacles into opportunities. But why the change? Why? What were the shortcomings of the MDD that needed this update? Well, the European regulatory landscape for medical devices is ruled by a comprehensive framework aimed at ensuring the high level of public health protection regarding safety or effectiveness and quality of medical devices placed on the market without lowering current requirements established. One of the key improvements introduced by the MDR is the focus on patient safety and product effectiveness by establishing more restrictive requirements on device safety and performance throughout their life cycle, while as well increasing harmonization of how those requirements are applied across the European community. The new regulation makes the framework more patient-centric, which means that under the MDR, medical device manufacturers are required to provide more strong clinical evidence to demonstrate the clinical safety and performance of their products. Gathering the high-quality clinical data can be challenging, and now manufacturers must conduct well-designed studies, including critical components such as patient recruitment and data collection, which may consume significant resources and time. A future where our commitment to quality sets us apart from the competition, can you imagine? This raises the bar as well for companies that struggle with data quantity under regulatory variations while striving to meet improved clinical evaluation demands, requiring companies to invest in new data management systems or seek external specialized collaboration for guidance. But ultimately, keep in mind that MDR ensures that patients receive devices that have been carefully evaluated and proven to be safe and effective, which directly benefits the healthcare systems. It's about making a difference in the lives of millions of people who depend on our devices every single day. While pre-market testing provides initial assurance of safety and effectiveness, it cannot predict all potential issues that may arise when the device is used in the wider population. That is why another critical aspect of the MDR is the improved highlighting on post-market surveillance. According to the European Medicines Agency, post-market surveillance contributes to the ongoing safety and effectiveness of medical devices by providing a mechanism for continuous monitoring and feedback that can lead to product improvements, instructions update, or even product recall if necessary, after being introduced to the European markets. This includes stricter requirements for labeling and traceability, aiming to improve transparency and accountability throughout the supply chain, and guarantee the proper use or even the proper identification of the medical device. The ongoing monitorization allows manufacturers to identify and address any adverse events or device malfunctions that may occur in the real-world setting, which may not have been evident during the pre-market phase and contributes to the overall protection and success of the medical device. You may ask yourself, what are the implications for companies who fail to meet these requirements? Let's not forget about the role of notified bodies. These independent organizations play a crucial role in the MDR regulatory implement, conducting conformity assessments and issuing certificates of conformity with all applicable standards. However, it is important to note that overall capacity of these notified bodies may not be sufficient to examine the significant number of devices requested in this transition period. This could lead to delays in the assessment and certification process, which could impact the availability of this device on the market. As mentioned before, this is a significant issue that needs to be addressed to ensure the suitable approval and distribution of medical devices in Europe. Ineffective post-market surveillance can lead to significant consequences for the manufacturer. Not only can it result in regulatory implications imposed by the notified bodies, ranging from fines or sanctions, warnings, to severe actions such as product recalls or even legal action in extreme cases. But it also can damage the manufacturer's reputation. If a device causes harm that could have been prevented with proper post-market surveillance, it can lead to a loss of trust among healthcare professionals and patients. This loss of trust can then negatively affect the manufacturer's market share and profitability. Remind you that success is a journey, not a destination. And yes, the journey will be tough. Yet there will be unexpected outcomes, but remember, it's these very challenges that will shape us and will make us stronger, so we can overcome the odds and turn the MDR challenges into opportunities. Other changes were made upon the shift from the previous MDD to the MDR, and another important aspect to emphasize in our episode are the alterations in the classifications and strict specifications for the development and marketing of medical devices. So the European MDR categorizes medical devices in one of three categories, 1, 2, either A or B, or 3, based on their risk and intended purpose. And this implies that manufacturers might have to reconsider the classification of their products and undergo further examination before entering in the market. The reclassification of devices under the MDR requires change to product portfolios, associated regulatory strategies, and costly certification processes for new products, as well as recertification of products already on the market, impacting companies' competitive positioning. The medical device regulation represents a significant shift in the regulatory landscape for medical devices in Europe. By raising the bar for safety, effectiveness, and transparency, the MDR aims to enhance patient care and guarantee the trustworthiness of medical devices on the market. However, companies must face the challenges established by the MDR, ensuring the compliance and product performance while adhering to regulatory standards by trying to understand the unknown. It sounds like a complex process indeed, so how do these regulatory changes impact companies' ability to innovate and bring new medical devices to market? Well, regulatory modifications can pose significant obstacles for companies seeking to innovate and bring new medical devices to market. Increased regulatory burden and compliance costs, delays in regulatory approvals, and harmonization challenges across European member states can effectively delay innovation and market access. So it's a complex process, but with the right strategies and resources, companies can successfully navigate the MDR landscape. This includes leveraging pre-market engagement opportunities or initiating regulatory science efforts and fostering collaboration with specialized consultants partners. These measures can help companies to anticipate potential issues, prepare for regulatory inspections, and ultimately ensure that their products meet the necessary standards. Stricter requirements for clinical evidence and post-market surveillance may increase the cost and time required to bring innovative medical devices to market, potentially restricting innovation within the industry. It's clear that navigating European regulatory scenery for medical devices requires careful planning, strategic thinking, and a deep understanding of regulatory requirements, since MDR will literally fully come into force on May 26, 2024, after this almost 4-year transition period. So my advice is, let's embrace the challenge, let's take the risk, let's innovate. And that's all for today's episode. So join us in next time as we continue our exploration of the ever-evolving world of medical innovation. Note that the content of this podcast is based on various opinions and comments expressed herein, reflect the personal and professional experience of all our members as well as resources. If you're a company looking to bring new innovation to the European market, don't hesitate to reach out, and we will be able to help and navigate the regulatory landscape and help you out. Until then, thank you very much. Thank you for joining us on this episode of International Pharma Talks podcast. For more episodes and to subscribe, rate, and leave a review, please direct to iTunes or Spotify. If you wish to develop your international program or to register or distribute your products in another market, please consult elssolutions.com.br/en.